My mom and dad bought a hotel in Hialeah, Florida, which is only famous for its racetrack. And the hotel was about a block from the racetrack and catered to trainers, jockeys, horse people, that sort of thing. And I was really quite a country bumpkin. As a matter of fact, the first pair of store-bought shoes, rather than hand-me-downs, I was so proud of that I tied the strings together and had them over my shoulders so that when I went to school, everybody could see them.
Oh my.
And I and my friends used to use the vines from the banyan trees to swing down on the back of cows and stuff of that nature. There was the flood in Hialeah, and I remember us eating dinner and then watching a head just seem to float by out the windows. It had been raining for some time, and the head was attached to a body that was in a boat. And my father raised chickens, and we had chicken coop, probably 200 or 300 chickens, and they were all in the trees
Oh my.
outside. And I remember how he had his pants rolled up, and it really didn't help because the water was quite deep. And after the chickens, we had the biggest watermelons you'd ever care to see, because he would throw the rinds in there and the seeds and the chicken poop and whatnot. And I remember learning how to separate a chicken from its head as a youngster, and watch the chicken run around, headless, actually, and how to defeather the chicken. And I guess this is kind of yuck, but these are memories that a kid would have. I did have a rather special memory, because obviously our neighbors were not Jewish, and I knew that I was Jewish. My parents told me, but I didn't really have a young sense of what that all meant. I was told that I was, but here we were living in Hialeah. And I remember playing with my friends. It wasn't much of an issue until one time we were out there, and we were shooting bows and shooting arrows with bows. And one of my friends, I think he was a couple years older than me, I asked for a turn, and he said, "Wait a minute, you're a Jew." I said, "Yeah, that's what I'm told." He said, "Well, Jews killed Jesus." I said, "I don't know any Jesus." I never heard of that before. "Yeah, you killed Christ." I says, "Well, I don't know any Christ." He said, "Well, Jews killed." I said, "Well, my parents are Jewish." They never told me that before. So he kept pursuing that. He says, "Well, that's what I'm told, and you better start running, because I'm going to take this bow and arrow. I'm going to shoot you. So you better get on home, and if I hit you, then it was meant to be. And if I miss you, that was meant to be. But don't you come on my property anymore."
How old were you when this was going
About
on?
8 years old.
Okay.
So he looked kind of serious. So I started running, and I don't know, I was 100 feet or so away, and I turned my head to look, and I see this arrow coming towards me. Well, thank God I turned my head back just in time, where the arrow glanced off of my temple. Had I kept on looking, it would have gone through my eye into my nose or something. And the next thing I hear is whack, 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 and I stopped in my tracks. I looked back, and his grandmother had been hanging clothes on the clothesline, and she had heard all this, but she couldn't get over in time. And she had this bamboo rod, and she's hitting this kid. He's on the ground crying, and you know, so I stopped in my track and I looked back, and she says, "Don't you ever hit that Jew boy again. You know, Jews are the children of Christ, you know, and God has a special place for them, you know. And if I ever catch you there, I'm going to kill you." So anyways, I start walking slowly back. And from now on, you guard him. You make sure nobody ever hurts him again. And if I catch you doing something bad to him, I'll beat you to the end of your life. Wow. You know, so the kid became my best friend.
Wow.
So I went home. I told my mother what happened. She sat me down. And she said, "You know, some people just don't know, and they're ignorant, and they've been told things that aren't true. And you're lucky that his grandmother is one of those Christians who really know the truth. And we need to go over there now and thank her." Mm-hmm. So she went over, she knocked on the door. I remember this, you know, so vividly. And the grandmother opened the door, and my mother tried to thank her, and she couldn't get the words out of her mouth. And the grandmother came out, gave her a hug, you know. And that memory has stayed with me to this day and was primarily responsible for me realizing that, you know, I couldn't give in to a Jewish prejudice. Mm-hmm. You know, that there are bad people and there are good people. And it can have a lot to do with what they're told and what they learn. And you got to be careful on the judgments that you make.